Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The Root's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane pedal to the metal controversial... Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
Standing here in my suit staring at the TV camera. I always forget now it's time for radio only, and I don't need the suit, and I can get rid of the suit, and I can stop staring at the TV camera and just talk to you on the radio. It is my third hour of my radio show live here on Wednesday, November 9th, the day after the Super Bowl of politics, election, midterms. And, you know, I spent the last 2 hours... Get that music down, Chris. Come on, enough already. That's it. Thank you. I spent the last 2 hours... on the radio talking a lot about the fact that, you know, this morning doesn't look nearly, or I should say today, doesn't look nearly as bad as last night when I went to bed. Things were looking awful bad last night, and we are making a bit of a comeback, and there's a chance to actually still win the House and the Senate. The House we're going to win. I think that's a fait accompli. The question is by how many seats. It's not going to be by a lot, but we should win it. But it's still not absolutely certain. But it looks like we have a great chance to win the Senate now if we can hold on to Adam Laxalt in Nevada. And if we can win the runoff on December 6th with Herschel Walker, we'll have a 51-49 Senate. And there's still some remote chance of Blake Masters winning in Arizona. So there are some good, what do they say, green sprouts? Is that what they used to say? You know, kind of popping up out of the ground. There's actually some good news today compared to what I thought was just a total disaster last night. But the truth is I'm going to spend this entire segment telling you how and why I believe the election was absolutely stolen. Because we should have won a landslide. First of all, every single midterm, the first midterm after a president wins. So in other words, Biden won 2 years ago. This is the first midterm after his election. They all lose 20-plus seats in the House, and they all lose 4 or 5 Senate seats. So you explain to me, in the worst economic conditions in years, it's not even possible that he did much better than an average midterm. That's not possible. That's what tells you, that's the tip-off, this is a total, complete fraud. It's impossible. And there are many others starting to say the same thing. With the economic conditions the way they are, it's impossible that they overperformed. It's not possible. And it's impossible that there were 32 toss-up seats in the House, and they won 32 for 32. It's impossible without cheating. It's impossible that Fetterman won. It's impossible. In what universe could Fetterman, the stumbling, bumbling moron with brain damage, win? And he's just like the stumbling, bumbling moron with dementia and brain damage in the White House. In what universe could he win and get the most votes in history, 81 million? Yeah, the Twilight Zone. That's the only place he could have won, the Twilight Zone. It's just bizarre. It couldn't happen. This is impossible. This is called Mission Impossible. This is what happens when you deny an election is stolen and you do almost nothing to protect the next one. That's why we underperformed. That's why they overperformed. Does anyone actually believe what happened last night when Democrats destroyed the economy, when Democrats created massive inflation, when there's crime everywhere created in Democrat blue cities, when Democrats created gas shortages and food shortages and supply chains screwed up and the borders are open and millions are flooding in and they've dedicated the whole country to transgenders? This is a country about social justice, equity, and trannies? Are you kidding me? It used to be a turkey in every pot or a chicken in every pot. Now it's a tranny in every sports team. It's ridiculous. You believe they won almost every contested Senate seat until we finally popped up with a couple of good ones today? You know, and we won Johnson in Wisconsin, and we're winning Laxalt for the moment in Nevada till they try and steal and rig that one over the next 5 days of mail-in ballots coming in. And Herschel Walker, they tried to steal that one. They got it at least to a runoff, so we'll see what happens. But do you believe they won every contested contest in that situation? And they won 32 of 32 toss-up House seats? This is absolute proof that the election was stolen. Okay? But again, there's no proof. It's just absolute proof. Everyone knows in their gut. Everyone knows. And now the media is trying to say two things. Number one, there was no red wave. It was about abortion. It wasn't about inflation. Lie. Every single poll showed no one cared about abortion, and everybody cared about inflation as the number one issue. Every single poll. And you're saying every poll was wrong, and people walked in the booth and they voted for abortion. That's what you're saying. It doesn't make sense. That's bizarre. Every poll showed it was a red tsunami. And you're saying all those polls were wrong and people changed their mind at the last minute, even though the economy kept getting worse and the inflation kept getting worse and the Federal Reserve kept raising interest rates. And that was enough to make them say, oh, that's great, I want more of that. And the Democrats won 32 out of 32 toss-up House seats. Does that make any sense to you? They voted almost 100% based on inflation and the economy, and they hated the direction of America, yet they voted for the president and his team that were doing all this. Yeah, right. It just isn't that the party out of office always loses 20-plus House seats and 5 Senate seats. If you're on autopilot, you'd gain that. And in the worst economic conditions humanly possible and crime everywhere, it went the other way. Are you kidding me? It's just not possible. The good thing that came out of last night is the Florida model works. We won a landslide in Florida, and we wrapped it up in a couple of hours. They knew every vote in a couple of hours because they got their you-know-what together, their you-know-what together in Florida under Ron DeSantis. It's the Florida model, okay? And it's being strong MAGA, in-your-face, America first, strong MAGA, Republican, conservative, plus strong anti-voter fraud laws, plus voter ID to vote. And if you have that in any state, simple, Republicans will win landslides. And they'll win and know they won the night of the election. But when you have voter fraud like Arizona and Nevada and Michigan and Wisconsin and Pennsylvania and Georgia, then that isn't what happens. This is what happens when you deny the 2020 election was stolen. You know, I know the Gambino crime family and Democrats are much worse than the Gambino crime family. They should prosecute this under RICO statutes. Okay, they've stolen the economy. They've stolen the entire country. They've stolen the treasury. You believe this fantasy? You believe Fetterman could have won? You believe there was a split of voters in states like Georgia where they voted for Kemp but not Herschel Walker? Do you really believe that? Bullspit. So here's how they stole the election. Let me give you a list I jotted down last night. Okay, because these are all ways to steal an election legally. I'm not even saying they stole it illegally. I'm not going to get involved in the Mike Lindell stuff where he proves that there were computer switches and this and that, you know, in the machines. I don't get involved in that. First of all, the media stole the election. A total blackout of all the bad things Democrats do and the blackout of how bad Biden's economy is and a blackout of how bad Biden is and a blackout of what a loser and brain-damaged man Fetterman is. The media stole the election. Second of all, social media. Do you realize that I was suspended on Facebook about 4 days before the election for 1 week? So I can't talk on Facebook till I'm out of Facebook hell like 3 days from now. They suspended me over the week of the election. You think that's a coincidence? Do you think maybe there were millions of people just like me all suspended at the same time on Facebook? Just like a year ago they suspended me, or 2 years ago, they suspended me the week of the 2020 election on Twitter. You think these are coincidences? Do you think it's a coincidence that Google, Google or Gmail won't let, I think it was Google, right? Or it was maybe several other providers, too, that were screwing over the Republican National Campaign Committee and wouldn't let them send out fundraising emails. They blocked them all so nobody could get them. How about they're doing the same thing to me? Okay, I won't even name the company I was using, but they were not allowing any of my columns to go through. So we had to change providers for like 6 months. 1% were reading my columns instead of the usual 40% to 60%. Okay, my emails are being blocked by many email providers. These aren't illegal actions, but these are un-American actions. How about the Google search? You ever do a Google search engine? There's no conservative stories allowed. There's no conservative facts allowed. How about Facebook and Twitter and Yahoo and Apple? Only negative news about Republicans allowed. Only negative news about Trump. No negative news about Biden is allowed. How about Democrat policies that bankrupt the entire and starve the American middle class so we have no money to fund GOP candidates? But meanwhile, they pass laws that benefit the biggest corporations and the big box retailers during COVID, so they all give all their giant contributions to Democrats only. So they've got all the corporate money in the world, and we can't raise a dollar from middle class people because you're starving them to death. You're bankrupting them. You're destroying them. And then, of course, mail-in ballot voting. Votes no longer matter, only ballots. No one, the Republicans go after votes. Democrats don't care. That's why they don't have debates. That's why they don't campaign. That's why you never see Joe Biden. All Democrats care about are ballots, not votes. They've changed the entire system. Ballots are fraud. They're fake people. There's no voter ID. It's just bizarre. It's just bizarre. And then last but not least, the rhinos got together with the Democrats, and they made sure all the rhinos won last night, but all the MAGA people did not do well, or if Carrie Lake wins, it'll be because she beat the rigging. Okay, she had to beat a rigged election like Trump did in 2016. But the rhinos wanted all the MAGA candidates to lose. Look at the theme in the media today. It's all Trump's fault. He must step down immediately. He can't announce he's running for president. It all goes to DeSantis now. Aren't you suspicious of that? Why does every media say the exact same thing? Why are they blaming Trump? Trump had nothing to do with this. Trump's endorsed candidates won 174 races and lost 9. Why is this Trump's fault? All of a sudden it's Trump's fault because it's a conspiracy against Trump. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, the smartest minds of the financial world are buying precious metals with both fists. Central bankers invest and manage hundreds of billions of dollars for the treasuries of countries. And central bankers just added gold to their holdings for the fifth month in a row. So far this year, central banks have added over 300 tons of gold to their holdings. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. You can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 callers today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. Or go to goldgatecapital.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. You've no doubt heard about the MyPillow products and how they've changed lives for the better. People are sleeping better than ever before with their MyPillow. Well, Mike Lindell has done it again with his new My Slippers. Mike took over 2 years to develop these slippers, ensuring they weren't just any ordinary slipper. These slippers are made with a three-tiered cushioning system, 2 layers of MyPillow foam, and a layer of impact gel to prevent fatigue and offer comfort all day long, as these slippers can be worn both indoors and outdoors. For a limited time, you will save $90 on a pair of My Slippers. This blowout sale of the year won't last, so order now. Log on to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials, and use the promo code WAR for Wayne Allyn Root to receive this incredible limited time offer. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials and use the promo code WAR to receive this incredible limited time offer, or call 800-659-9475. That's 800-659-9475. Do you own a small or medium-sized business? Do you like paying huge taxes to Uncle Sam? What if you could save a ton of money? Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. My friend Julio Gonzalez and his team at Engineered Tax Services, ETS, can help you keep more of your own money, perhaps a lot more. What ETS does is help regular businesses like yours by working with your accountant to obtain the types of advanced, complex, lucrative tax credits that usually only go to billion-dollar corporations. ETS is the leading tax expert in America. Their tax attorneys, engineers, and scientists have performed millions of these tax services and they saved regular businesses like yours billions of dollars. ETS minimizes your tax liabilities and maximizes your wealth, just like the billion-dollar multinational corporations, except they do it for the little guy, working directly with your accountant. Call Engineer Tax Services today to get a free, no-cost analysis. Call 800-236-6519, 800-236-6519, or visit EngineeredTaxServices.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that but the common person can? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Wait on the Root. The Root, the Root, the Root is on fire. And boy, is the country on fire, because it seems like America last night voted for open borders, millions pouring across, criminals pouring across, welfare addicts pouring across. They voted for transgenders, drag queen parties. They voted for horrible inflation, horrible gas prices, an end to energy, an end to oil drilling, an end to coal. It's a massive crime wave across this country, the worst education system in the world, children being brainwashed to hate white people. Is that what America voted for? No way. That's why I'm telling you it's stolen and rigged. But see, if that's the case, then the Republican Party is complicit and they're morons. I'll tell you my thoughts in a second. But again, I want to stress, if you just tuned in, I opened the show with some good news that things look completely different today, hours later than they did when I went to bed last night. Completely different. And we do have a shot at winning both the House and the Senate. I think it's a fait accompli that we win the House. It's only a matter of how many seats we win it with. But we will be in control of the House. But the Senate now looks like we have a great shot to control the Senate. But that's, again, assuming they don't cheat Laxalt. That's, again, assuming that Blake Masters makes up a huge deficit, and that's again assuming they don't cheat Herschel Walker in the runoff election on December 6th, the same way that in Georgia two runoff elections 2 years ago were cheated and rigged, and the same thing could happen all over again. So a lot of things have to fall right, but we have a great shot at winning the Senate. If Blake Masters wins in Arizona, if he finishes the comeback and actually wins the Senate seat, that would make it pretty clear we're going to win the Senate. Him and Laxalt are all we need, and then you would not even need need Herschel Walker to win his race. If he does, then it's just icing on the cake. But if Blake Master does go down to defeat, and of course he is the underdog right now, but Rick Grinnell, who's one of my favorite people, says that he believes Blake Masters is going to pull out Arizona. I have no idea whether that's accurate, but he's looked at the data, and he thinks they will. And let me give you another one, interesting one, the Washington Post. Right now, the Washington Post odds, when they look at the votes that are left to be counted in Arizona, say that Masters has the advantage to win. How about that? And if that's the case, then Carrie Lake, who's only 4,000 votes down, not 90,000 like Masters, she would be an absolute lock to win as governor. So a lot of good Republican votes obviously are left uncounted at this point in Arizona. Let me mention the sponsor of this segment of the show, VRA, Vertical Research Advisory. For more than 30 years, Kip Herridge has been a leader in the financial industry, taking 7 companies public and raising hundreds of millions of dollars for great American companies. And then in 2003, he left Wall Street. He founded his VRA, Vertical Research Advisory, his global investment and economic newsletter, and his top-performing recommendations have beaten the market 16 out of 19 years. The guy is the Nostradamus of Wall Street. Let Kip prove to you how good his VRA system really is. Exclusively for my fans, Kip is offering his VRA membership completely free for 2 weeks, and you'll get his new best-selling book, The Big Bribe, for free as well. Join now at VRAinsider.com. Get your free 2-week membership at VRAinsider.com. VRAinsider.com, excuse me, the place where patriots go for their investment advice. Now it's time for you to become the smart money at VRAinsider.com. So I want to read you a few notes. First of all, what happened last night was impossible. That was before I knew the numbers CNN just put out that we made gains as Republicans among every group, women, blacks, Hispanics, men, white women, married women, single women. We made inroads against everybody, and yet we didn't have a good night. We didn't have a bad night, but we had a terribly underperforming night. How is that possible? It's not possible. Everyone's in shock and depression, and they feel like we just got robbed again, and that's because we did. This is what happens when you deny that an election is stolen and do almost nothing to protect the next one. You allow them to do it again. You can't believe that the party that destroyed the economy, the party that created massive inflation, the party that created a massive crime wave, the party that created gas and food shortages, the party that created supply chain disasters, the party that kept the borders open and let millions of new people flood in, all illegal aliens, many of them criminals, and dedicated the whole country to trannies, that they won every contested contest you could name in the Senate, that Fetterman won, that if Carrie Lake doesn't make it, Carrie Lake lost in a state where you have more registered Republicans than Democrats, and she's only probably, in my opinion, the best candidate in the history of the Republican Party, and that we lost 32 out of 32 toss-up House seats. How is that possible? How is it possible that all of a sudden they're actually arguing, the media, that the election really was about abortion, even though every poll showed a red tsunami and every poll showed that almost every voter ignored abortion. It was nowhere near their most important issue. And they voted based on A, they hated the direction of America. B, they're scared to death about the economy. C, they have no faith in the current administration. And D, they're scared to death of inflation. And they voted for more of all of that. And historically, the party out of office always wins 20 House seats and 5 Senate seats. We could have done it on autopilot. And you're telling me we lost in the middle of all that? It was robbed.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
How
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy is looking to secure the Speaker's gavel, although it's still unclear which party will take control of the House. McCarthy has sent House Republicans a letter officially announcing his bid for Speaker of the House. He said that while a number of the races remain outstanding, he's confident Republicans will take control of the chamber from Democrats. McCarthy needs to secure a majority of Republican votes to win the speakership in January. A terrorist who settled in Pittsburgh is going to federal prison. In September of last year, the man pleaded guilty to attempting to provide material support and resources to a foreign organization. The man sentenced to 17 years on Tuesday for plotting to bomb a church on Pittsburgh's north side in the name of the Islamic State. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We'll be right back.
The Root's on fire. Welcome back to the show. Coming to you from the house that Root built here in Las Vegas. Broadcast all over the country by USA Radio. In this hour, by Lindell TV in hour number two. Every day at 7 o'clock Eastern, 4 Pacific. 1 hour on Lindell TV 2. And then repeated the next day on Lindell TV 1 at 4 o'clock Eastern, 1 o'clock Pacific. And then every weekend, Saturday mornings, noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. And rerun several times each weekend on Real America's Voice is my new hit TV show, and it is a monster hit. It is called America's Top 10 Countdown with Wayne Allyn Root, and I count down the 10 most important stories every week for conservatives, patriots, Christians, and deplorables. And so lots of ways to get to Wayne Root. My website, rootforamerica.com. Let me mention the sponsor of the segment, then we'll get to my esteemed guest. Global Healing is the sponsor of the segment. You know that I'm a vitamin guy. I've been taking vitamins my whole life, so I'm 16 years old. Foundation of my energy, my vitality, and my perfect health for decades. I have to tell you about our newest vitamin company sponsor, Global Healing. Global Healing was founded in 1998 by Dr. Edward Group. He's one of President Trump's health advisors, very impressive for his first term of the presidency. Global Healing offers all the crucial vitamins you need for boosting your immune system, including vitamin C and D, zinc and quercetin, all made in the USA. And for those who hate vitamin pills, horse pills as some call them, they offer liquid vitamin C and D, but their number one best-selling product is one of a kind. It's called Oxy Powder. Dr. Group says all disease begins in the gut. Cleanse your gut. Change your life. Oxy Powder gently cleanses your gut of toxins and is the key to producing more energy, vitality, and health. And right now, if you go to globalhealing.com/war, globalhealing.com/war for Wayne Allyn Root, you get a 15% discount on every one of their products, including Oxy Powder. And you get their Dr. Group's Emergency Immune Strengthening Guide free and a 100% one-year money-back guarantee only for my fans. 1 year, 100% money-back guarantee. You will love their products, or you get 100% back even a year from now. Go to globalhealing.com/war. And now we've got my guest, Michael McDonald. Even though it is a national show, they say what happens in Vegas doesn't stay in Vegas. It spreads all over the country, and people want to know what's going on here in Nevada and in Clark County. So Michael McDonald, chairman of the Nevada Republican Party, is with us. So far, Michael, first of all, welcome to the show, Michael. Great to have you on. Let's start with that.
Thank you, Wayne. I want to thank you for last night, man. You put in the hours, my man, and it's just great to have you there last night. Blow by blow, and the commitment you've given to the Republican Party, I can't thank you enough.
Well, you're welcome, but I wanted to say that last night you and I were both a little bit angry and both a little bit agitated at what was going on when the first numbers they released hours and hours late were these horrible numbers they dropped on us that must have been the very earliest voting with all Democrat mail-in ballots or of Democrat early voting, when in reality, by the time I got home, it was 1:30 in the morning, and at 2 in the morning I look, and lo and behold, at the New York Times, we got the lead for governor, we got the lead for Senate, we got the lead for lieutenant governor, we had the lead for controller, we had the lead for treasurer. Now, I don't know if those leads are going to hold up over the next days and days of counting of mail-in ballots. You and I both know that's their secret success. They love to screw us over with the mail-in ballots that they count days after the election. So I want to get your reaction. Can we keep these leads? Can we be the shining star in America, Nevada, with a governor win, with a U.S. Senate win that could save the Senate, and with several other races up and down the ballot?
Yeah, I think so. This is something, I mean, you know, I've discussed this over the years past, and, you know, once you go in past, you realize the lessons to be learned, what your enemies have done, your opponents have done. I wouldn't call them enemies because they're all Nevadans, but what your opponents have done. But at the end of the day, you have to realize one thing. We had to get law involved. We brought in we have over 40 attorneys that we brought in. I look day by day on what was happening and how they've in the past used their system. So we've been on top of it, the entire system. Anything they're going to do, they're going to have to do in the light of day. You and I brought this up the other day. You know, it's always in the back room. It's always under the color of darkness. And lately we've been bringing them out. So yes, do I think we can hold it? Yes, I do. I think everybody, the boxes we're looking at right now, 300 of them, a lot of those were on Election Day. As you well and I both know, those are Republicans. It happened up in Washoe. We have our leads up in Washoe have worked with me. They've been on the phone with me this morning. We have them in Nye. We have them in Douglas. We have them in Carson. So a lot of these are going to be ours. I think it's going to be close. I believe Joe Lombardo is, you know, Governor Lombardo. I'm praying Adam wins, so he'll be, you know, Senator Laxalt at the end of the day. I think Jim Marchand and Michelle Fiore, wonderful job. And I believe they're going to hold on. I think it's going to be close, but I think they're going to hold on. I think we may actually have an opportunity for Seagal to pick up some votes and make it competitive again.
Well, you know, I'll tell you what, if Marchand wins, that would be one of the greatest upsets in America because liberals kept making fun of him, and he's a joke, and he wasn't raising any money, and he has no chance. And if Jim Marchand wins the Secretary of State, we'd actually have a Trump MAGA guy who believes in voter fraud, believes it's happening every day and wants to stop it in the Secretary of State's office in Nevada. That would be a huge pickup. So, I mean, between Adam Laxalt, who could save the whole United States Senate, and Lombardo, who could save us from a terrible Democrat legislature, and Jim Marchand and some other great Republicans up and down the ticket. Stavros Anthony, my good friend, who I think is going to win lieutenant governorship. He's ahead by enough. He should win it. We actually may pull this out with Nevada looking like one of the bright spots of the entire country for Republicans last night. It didn't look good last night, but it looks pretty good in the light of day today that we're going to hold on. Yes?
No, clearly, I think when you and I were on your show last night, you and I had fire coming out of our eyes. That was one of your problems. Told me that you and Wayne looked like you were doing a WWE match about to go in. I said, well, that's kind of how we felt. But, yeah, look, I've been on the phone. I've been in media all day. They've been talking about, and we looked at it. They said, you know, we are going to become the shining spot in the nation right now, what it's looking like. But I think it's all due to the hard work of the men and women that have volunteered, the campaigns that have made sure. But more importantly, that we have everybody talking about making sure that this Jim Marchand was one. All he wants, I traveled with the guy. I know him. Very well. You know him very well. All we're looking at right now is the transparency, clean the voter rolls, and make sure we have voter ID. It's that simple. And I don't know anybody who can disagree with that. And then let the system take care of itself, Wayne. I think at the end of the day, we'll win. I really do. You give us a fair playing field, we win.
You know what doesn't make sense to me? I'll give you one that doesn't make sense. If Lombardo is going to hold on and win, and I'm hoping and I'm thinking he will, and if Laxalt's going to hold on and win, and I'm thinking he will, and if we won the lieutenant governor, and if we hold on to Secretary of State and Treasurer, and who knows, maybe Seagal could still win for Attorney General. If we do all of that, how is it possible we're down in the three congressional races? Does that make sense to you? We should be pulling ahead in those races as well, should we not?
Yes, I don't believe. Will they redistrict those? They're very wise. The Democrats were very wise in redistricting those districts. They carved them out in gerrymandering, as that goes in the terminology of today's society. They gerrymandered them to make sure that they were hard Democrat districts. The one they did leave out was Dina Titus. Well, you and I both know, regardless if you don't like her, don't like her, she's one hell of a campaigner, and she will go into the lines, Dan, and campaign. So when you start to look at how that's been put together, and the numbers are not adding up, that's a question that we're still trying to figure out on the success of, look, they spent $12 million against Seagal, $12 million just in media. So they wanted to make sure she was not going to be attorney general because she's a law enforcement attorney. She's going to come right in and open up an investigation on what took place. Let's right the wrongs. Let's make crime illegal again. Wayne, right now, this is something where we need to have the support of Joe Lombardo. We need to have support for Stavros Anthony. And make sure that they have the backup. But when you look at these districts, again, Wayne, they knew what they were doing. The Democrats, when they redistricted last year, they knew exactly how they were going to carve them up, what was going to be successful. But the problem they had is the economy, what Biden has done, $6 a gas, you can't afford food, the education is horrible. At the end of the day, there's no way people can be voting for this, Wayne. I don't care if you're a Democrat, Independent.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's rigged. There's no way that we would not have won a landslide last night across the country. Let's put Nevada aside for a minute. There's no way that we win a tiny, tiny majority of the House. And maybe if Adam Laxalt holds on, and maybe if Herschel Walker wins his runoff on December 6th, and maybe if Blake Masters makes a comeback in Arizona, which a lot of people feel he's on the verge of doing, maybe we still win the Senate. We could hold the Senate and the House, and that would be a wonderful thing. That's a surprise. After how you and I thought last night was going, believe me, that would be a wonderful consolation prize, and it would really annoy Democrats. But you can't convince me with the economy where it is and the border where it is and crime where it is and inflation and gas and groceries where they are that people voted for that last night. I believe that's a sign that Democrats have rigged this election with these mail-in ballots all over the United States. They're fake ballots with no voter ID. So I wanted to ask you one last question, Michael. How do we make Nevada like Florida
Florida wins because they have the best voter fraud laws on the books and voter ID. You can't vote unless you are who you say you are and you prove it. And look what DeSantis did in that kind of an environment. Well, how do we make that happen in Nevada?
I think you're going to see, Brad, you're going to see the next Governor Lombardo. Governor Lombardo wants to bring back that everybody has a fair opportunity. Forget Republican, Democrat, Independent. He wants to make sure every vote is counted fairly. And that's one thing he campaigned on, was make sure everybody had voter ID and strong laws against voter fraud. Between him and Starless Anthony, we'll be able to have them before. And plus the leadership we're going to have in the Senate and the Assembly, this could be a great opportunity. The voter ID is the biggest thing, Wayne. Everybody
right.
talked to you talked about it early on.
I've talked about it for 20 years.
It. It's a
20 years.
Board.
Right. I mean, maybe you and I need to get together and raise some money for a ballot initiative for voter ID in the state of Nevada. Maybe that's what needs to get done. If they can't get it done, you know, in a Democrat legislature, you and I can get it done on the ballot, Michael. Maybe you and I could team up on that, because I'm telling you, that's what we've got to do, is get voter ID to save this state permanently, you know?
It'd be my honor, Wayne. Let's do it, man. Whatever you want to do, I think, you know, the support you've given us, I can't thank you enough again. I think we take it back, and we really take back it at the grassroots level, my man.
All right, we've got a fight to hold on for Joe Lombardo as our governor, Adam Laxalt as our senator. Get it done, Michael. Counting on you. Thank you for coming on the show.
God bless you, man. God bless you, listeners. Thank you so much, Wayne.
All right, God bless you, Michael. Thanks for all you do, man. Hard worker. Hard worker for the GOP. He's done a great job running the ship. And the proof is, look at a country last night that disappointed us, if you're a GOP fan. But in Nevada, we got a shot now to be the bright, shining light of the country. Hi, this is Wayne.
Hi, Wayne Alarudo.
Has anyone ever convinced Nevada 20 years ago to cut my taxes dramatically and protect my assets? It was the best move I've ever made. Nevada's a tax-free, safe place to park your money. You get offshore asset protection right here in the USA. If you're a business owner or someone who has assets to protect, a Nevada Limited Liability Company, or LLC, is the best defense against anyone trying to take assets away from you. Nevada laws can protect you from lawsuits and government overreach while providing you financial anonymity from prying eyes. And you don't even have to live here. Just set up your business here. Everyone needs a Nevada LLC, and no one knows Nevada LLCs better than my friends at Nevada Corporate Headquarters. They have over 30 years in the business, over 14,000 reviews, and a 5-star rating. Nevada Corporate Headquarters wants to help American patriots like you protect your assets. So go to NevadaWar.com, NevadaWar.com, and get a free guide that tells you why you should protect your money and your assets with a Nevada LLC. Go to NevadaWar.com and get your free guide today. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you a conservative warrior? A Christian patriot? Do you love America? It's time to teach a lesson to corporate America. If companies go woke, teach them they will go broke. I'm so excited to tell you about an online store run by conservatives and patriots, GreatPatriotStore.com. GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of household products you're already buying, manufactured by a uniquely all-American company with their own patented and proprietary formulations at a much better price. Cindy and I love shopping here. GreatPatriotStore.com. Plus, you'll save time and money on gas, not having to drive to the store. You buy direct and your order is shipped to your doorstep. Go now to GreatPatriotStore.com. Leave your information, and one of my friends will contact you with all the details on how you and your family can support this conservative cause and get better, healthier, greener, made-in-America products delivered to your front door. That's GreatPatriotStore.com. GreatPatriotStore.com. Hi, Wayne Allyn Root here. I moved to Nevada 20 years ago to cut my taxes dramatically and protect my assets. It was the best move I've ever made. Nevada's a tax-free, safe place to park your money. You get offshore asset protection right here in the USA. If you're a business owner or someone who has assets to protect, a Nevada Limited Liability Company, or LLC, is the best defense against anyone trying to take assets away from you. Nevada laws can protect you from lawsuits and government overreach while providing you financial anonymity from prying eyes. And you don't even have to live here. Just set up your business here. Everyone needs a Nevada LLC. And no one knows Nevada LLCs better than my friends at Nevada Corporate Headquarters. They have over 30 years in the business, over 14,000 reviews, and a 5-star rating. Nevada Corporate Headquarters wants to help American patriots like you protect your assets. So go to NevadaWar.com, NevadaWar.com, and get a free guide that tells you why you should protect your money and your assets with a Nevada LLC. Go to NevadaWar.com and get your free guide today.
Raw and unfiltered.
Paid for by...
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. Simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Way down the roots on fire. My voice is coming back. Boy, I lost it yesterday and last night. It just went away, and now it's back again, thank God. I keep on sucking on these silver lozenges by Amio Life, and they bring my voice back when it's at its absolute worst. It comes right back again. So thank you, Amio Life. And I want to sum up my interview just now with Michael McDonald. I love Michael. He's a friend of mine, Nevada chairman. He worked really hard in this specific voter period the last year or so, where we had a chance to really pick up some great, you know, seats in Las Vegas and in Nevada and Clark County. And obviously, everybody worked hard up and down the line, obviously did a good job. You could see the results that we're in position to win. But I don't want to be negative, but it's just a fact that for the last, I've lived in Nevada 20 years, and certainly for the last 10, the Democrats cheat and rig and steal here. And the way they cheat and rig and steal, in my opinion, is always after the fact. You know, in those last few days where they keep counting ballots, and they just keep counting and counting and counting. You know, the election was Tuesday. Yesterday, we're going to count Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. What I should say is not just count, but they allow ballots in the mail to be accounted through Saturday. And then they count them up on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, and they give you the results on Tuesday. So we're not going to get an official idea of who wins in Nevada till next Tuesday. It may look good for Laxalt. It may stay looking good for Lombardo. May stay looking good for Laxalt and company. But you're not going to officially know who won till next Tuesday. In states like Florida, do you understand? Not only did we win and win big and win in a landslide because they have tight voter laws, they have voter fraud threats that they'll put you in jail. It's a felony to commit voter fraud. They've got voter ID. You can only vote once. You can't pull a scam there. But they also, it's so tidy. It's so, the trains are running on time under Ron DeSantis. And so literally in Florida, after 2 hours after the polls closed, you knew we won and it was over. And why does it take this many days in Nevada? Well, of course, in Florida, they don't count ballots for 5 or 6 days after the polls close. There is no such thing in Florida. Ron DeSantis is not giving them a chance to defeat us. He is not allowing them to cheat and steal. And in Nevada, unfortunately, sadly, and that's not Michael McDonald's fault, somehow they've gotten in a position where they are cheating and stealing from us. So I'm very interested, very keen, and very focused to see how the next few days go and what the result is next Tuesday. Because right now, Adam Laxalt
It could be the 50th vote in the U.S. Senate. And then, of course, we could have the 51st vote with Blake Masters, if he were to pull the upset in Arizona. But again, even though Rick Grenell says that's happening, I think it's a long shot. He's down by like 85,000 votes with 700,000 left to count last I looked. I just think that's a long shot. But Rick Grenell says it's going to happen. He says Carrie Lake Blake Masters will both win in Arizona. And just, you know, he sounds like he might be right because the attorney general candidate for the Republicans just pulled ahead in Arizona. He is up now 50 to 49. He was way down. So, in fact, we may be winning everything in Arizona after thinking we'd lost everything in Arizona. We went to bed last night. But, you know, this idea that you count for days when Florida already is finished up and tied in a tidy bow. Last night, we know who won, and we know which senators, we know which congressman, we know which governor, Ron DeSantis. Why isn't every state like that? You know, and why do they win? Because they have voter ID and they have laws, strict laws against voter fraud. And they don't allow you to count ballot for days. And Ron DeSantis is a strong, unapologetic, unabashed, pedal to the metal conservative MAGA guy. And that formula is the winning formula for America. America didn't turn down MAGA last night. How do you explain that Florida was a landslide? How do you explain that? And we had big victories all over the country, but Florida was a massive landslide. The combination is voter ID, strict voter fraud laws, and a candidate who, and by the way, DeSantis is no great speaker. He is not a great speaker. He never has been a great speechmaker. He's not a warm and cuddly hug and kiss the babies and hug all the women guy. That's not what he is. He's not a Donald Trump. And yet somehow people love him like nothing I've ever seen in my life because he's a great policy wonk. And he's put together the best policies in America that are MAGA and pro-America first. And he's made Florida into the most free state in the United States of America. Maybe the most free, you know, state in the world. And so Florida is for freedom. And that saying is working. I think that's the saying. Florida is for freedom, or Florida's for freedom, or Florida's about freedom. And so he's got this brand now of freedom, all based on no lockdowns, no mask mandates, and no vaccine mandates. That's the secret sauce right there. That's it. You know, if that combined, you know, that MAGA America First freedom philosophy combined with don't allow them to steal. And in all these other states, we allow him to steal, including Nevada. So we need Laxalt to keep his lead. And I just don't know whether he can keep that lead or not. We're going to find out. But in any case, I want to mention the sponsor of this segment of the show, Engineered Tax Services. If you own a small or medium-sized business, if you like paying huge taxes, you probably shouldn't listen right now. But if you own a small business and you don't like paying taxes and you want to cut your taxes, you should listen because my friends at Engineered Tax Services, otherwise known as ETS, can help you keep more of your own money, perhaps a lot more. What ETS does is help regular businesses like yours by working with your accountant to obtain the types of advanced, complex, lucrative tax credits that usually only go to billion-dollar corporations. ETS is the leading tax expert in America for small business for decades, and their attorneys, accountants, engineers, and scientists have performed millions of these tax services and saved small businesses like yours billions of dollars. Call ETS, tell them Wainwright sent you, and get a free, no-cost analysis. Find out how much money they can save your small business, your retail store, your mom-and-pop business. 800-236-6519, 800-236-6519, or engineeredtaxservices.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.